probably been on 100 different boats over time, you know. Most of the time you get on the boat and everything's clean and tidy and everything's in order and the boat is prepared to go to sea and is safe. In the case of this guy, I was on his boat and what I saw were little things that were hazards. Instead of him using the proper piece of equipment in order to pull the traps out of the water, he has this jerry-rigged piece of rebar instead of a stainless steel hook in order to pull it up. Now that thing worked, but then one day he's pulling it up and the hook breaks. It goes shooting up in the air and then banging down on the side of the deck. Nobody got hurt, but they could have. And instead of having a proper captain's chair for his helm, he had a bucket that he sat on. And he fell asleep and fell off his bucket and broke his neck. All of a sudden, we're in an emergency situation because of the silliest things. Dealing with that kind of thing is just part and parcel to the probabilities of being out there with so many different people, because instead of an observer basically has to accept the circumstances of whatever vessel they board. That's when I started to take things more seriously. And I started out, maybe I took more risks when I was doing my job, whether it was to disregard all the safety measures that people talk about. I don't do that anymore. You know, I take those things very seriously. I think that sometimes people, when they're working as an observer, you can get it in your head that you're invincible because, because what? You have a life jacket and a survival suit. That's something that, like what happened to Keith, could happen to anybody if you're not careful. I mean, let's just assume that he just fell off the boat. I don't think that's what happened, but certainly that kind of thing could happen. You could fall off a vessel and people wouldn't know for hours that you were not on the boat. Because the attitude of the fishermen, especially in these longer trips, about the observers is that you're like their lowest priority. They aren't concerned with you at all. You're not part of their crew. You're essentially another complication for them to handle. That's really what you are.